At 2 a.m., the wind drove warm rain against the side of the house where Francis Dollarhide, 42 years old, sits comfortably in his reclining chair. Film beside his projector. Two subjects, chosen from the dozens of home movies he has copied at the plant and brought home to audition. Dollarhide settles in to watch. The first film is a picnic. A handsome family. Three children, the father dipping into the pickle jar, and the mother. The best view of her is in the softball game with her children. Absently, Dollarhide picks up the film of the softball game and drops it into the wastebasket. He takes the reel from the projector and looks at the gateway label on the box. Bob Sherman, Route 7, Tulsa. An easy drive. Dollarhide holds the film in his palm as though it were a small, living thing that might struggle to escape. He remembers the jerkiness, the haste at the Leeds house when the lights came on. He had to deal with Mr. Leeds before turning on his movie lights. This time he wants a smoother progression. It would be wonderful to crawl in between the sleepers with the camera going and snuggle up for a little while. Then he could strike in the dark and sit up between them, happily getting wet. There is no sense of vengeance in him, only love. Him rampant, filled with love, the Shermans opening to him. He can capture that with infrared film, and he knows where to get some. The past does not occur to him at all, only the glory to come. He does not think of his mother's house. He knew that he lived there only a month. He did not recall that he was sent away at the age of 9 for hanging Victoria's cat. At the age of 11, his fantasy life was active and intense, and when the pressure of his love grew too great, he relieved it. He preyed on pets, carefully, and with a cool eye, to consequence. At 42, he did not remember that. When he chose to reflect, which was seldom, he had many satisfactory memories. They were of his military service. Caught at 17, entering the window of a woman's house for the purpose never established, he was given the choice of enlisting in the army or facing charges. He took the army. After basic training, he was sent to specialist school in darkroom operation and shipped to Korea. He was able to go to Hong Kong twice on leave. Hong Kong could satisfy any appetite.